You might think me mad. I'm not mad. A madman couldn't think sensibly to kill someone. Or could he? No, my senses were and are but heightened, my hearing being the most potent above the others. And the one that vexed me continually, routinely, that idiot who wouldn't silence his cell phone. Once I recall this tall, strawberry blonde fellow at the cinema. At the height of suspense, I heard, for what seemed forever. Time being relative, my patience finite, I asked him to quiet his cell phone forthright. He did not. Blue light illuminated my peripheral, and then all pitch of night was once again restored. Until the second act of the narrative, which proved difficult to follow, and upon such endeavor came the sound. Time being relative, my patience finite, I insisted he turn that machine off forthright. He did not. Shut it off, as my fury was like a mounted steed. Shut that thing off, please. Others seemed callous to the bothersome tone. And throughout the movie, I felt so alone. No longer were there moving pictures and sound, but the loudness of silence and impending dread. Just one more ring, and I'm gonna pop him upside the head. Time, 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 only a matter of time before his phone once again challenged my mind. Ring, 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 ring. Time, time, time.
Ring, ring.
Act 3 is now in progress, but I cannot hold back. The patron of rudeness shall once again attack.
Ring, ring.
This ring, ring. Stop, but I can't ring, shake ring, the thought ring, of leaving this movie and ring, the popcorn ring, I bought. Ring, dear ring, Lord, ring, why has it come down ring, to this?
Ring,
I'm guilty. I'm guilty for enduring the bliss of grabbing his cell phone and sacrificing it to the air and letting my bucket of popcorn rest in his hands.